From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. This week, central bankers, finance ministers, and economists from around the world flew to the mountain resort of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. They are there for an annual economic symposium hosted by the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City. These get-togethers usually involve asking and debating big economic questions of the day. This year, one of the big questions is whether massive companies, think Amazon, which employs 500,000 people, whether they are so big they're holding down wages. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more.
One explanation for stagnant wages is that giant firms are accounting for more and more U.S. workers. And in some cities, they're the dominant employer.
That means workers have fewer employers that they can go to and have them compete for these workers.
Ioana Marinescu teaches economics at the University of Pennsylvania. She says even though huge companies have become incredibly profitable, they are not sharing the wealth with employees through higher wages. And that can have a ripple effect.
If, you know, bigger companies suppress wages, that can also allow the smaller companies to pay somewhat less.
But according to Josh Bevins of the Economic Policy Institute, superstar firms aren't the main reason wages aren't budging much. He says certain policies are stripping workers of their bargaining power.
Whether it's the declining share of workers in unions or the declining purchasing power of the federal minimum wage.
And for that reason, he says unemployment will have to dip even lower before we see any change in wages. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.